Audio date is 12.31.2018. The time is 08:05 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside this Monday morning, last day of 2018. And this is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter, as well as here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. And I'm getting an early start to enjoy this last day of 2018. I'm on a day off. I've had some coffee. I'm outside here on the end of the grassy lawn that meets up with the cornfield out back here. And I just got completed a 20-minute flight on my Hupson A drone, and it's about it's probably about 28 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, because my fingers are a little bit cold. There's no wind. I ended up continuing to test this new piece of hardware I have, my LG Stylo 3 phone. I ended up downloading the Hupson app to fly the Hupson 501. It's an app that you can fly their drones. And I guess with this app, you have to sign in with a password, which is no problem. It was just an email, and you have to establish a password to use the app on whatever device you're using. In this case, my case is the LG Stylo 3, which with the 5.7 inch display that I have for this particular smartphone, it gives me a lot more real estate than my previous LG phone, and it is truly a glass cockpit that I had two runs straight out to 200 meters, and then I did a return home, and then I just flew it around right close to about anywhere from 50 to 100 meters from where I was at here on the corner of the back lawn to the cornfield. There's a picture, audio art to this boo of the drone hovering over the cornfield, and so it's been a really good start to the morning here, as far as I haven't really been doing that much drone flying. Of course, when you are flying a drone for recreational purposes, which I am, you do not fly over people. You do not fly over any type of populated area. So this cornfield gives me the luxury of having a big area where I can go out 200 to 300 meters. And if I want to, going up over the hill on the backside of the cornfield, I've gone as far as 500 meters with this particular drone, and it's just a pinhole. I think I had it on the second leg out for the second 200 meters, heading west. I think I lost sight of it in the haze. We got some overcast. We're supposed to get some rain today, so I got a early flight in this morning. I'm going to charge up my batteries and see if I can get another one in. But it's a good morning, except my fingertips are getting a little cold right now. So I'm going to start walking in here as I finish this boo and get a fresh cup of coffee. But it is the end of the year, and it has been a fairly decent year, I would say, looking back on it. And we got a lot accomplished over the year here in the homestead, and I can just look at a couple accomplishments. The new roof on the garage. We ended up upgrading our septic tank. You're supposed to have two access points to the front chamber and back chamber of the septic. When we initially installed it, they only put one, so we had a second one there. So that was taken care of. And then what else did we take care of? Oh, the trees. I'm looking back. There's three items right there. Three major items that we got accomplished here on the homestead, and that's part of being a homeowner, I guess. You have to take care of those things. And I'm at the back of the garage here, and it is pretty cleared out. Where we cleaned it up a little bit, and we'll have to see what we can do with this back portion of the garage. But my fingertips are really getting cold right now, so I'm going to go into the screen porch here. And the audio has, I've been really pleased with the audio I've been getting on this LG Stylo 3, so I decided to go ahead and do audio here. So come back on the porch. A little bit warmer here on the porch by about 2 degrees. But I had a good flight out there, 20 minutes. I maxed out the battery, and I was going to bring it back at about 17, 18 minutes. And I extended it out to where it was hovering for the last 2 minutes. So total flight time was 20 minutes on this particular flight that I did not land. It was in the air for a whole 20 minutes. And usually that's a good indication of a good flight. And hopefully I'll be able to get another flight out later in today. So, and I've been looking at, I got two drones on the horizon there. I may be purchasing a new one here in the next several months, and we'll see. Won't be a Hubson, but it does have a gimbal on it, single axis gimbal. But there's one that the higher end price wise, it has a 1080 that I saw some film clips of it, and it's spectacular as far as what I saw on YouTube of it. So just whether I want to decide to cut loose with the dollars for that particular model. But this model that I have, the Hubson 501A, it's a rock solid platform, and I would highly recommend it. Like I said, I had it out on two 200 meter runs on both of them. I turned it around and initiated a return to home, and like clockwork, it came right back to where it took off. The GPS, I had 11 satellites, and I really thought with the cold weather I'd only probably get anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, but it went to full 20 minutes, which is what it's rated at, is 20 minutes. So it was fun just getting out there, flying it, and getting used to the new glass cockpit, which is my LG Stylo 3, which very good video as far as showing that picture-wise on the display for this particular smartphone. So that's about all I have for this morning. We'll probably be continuing throughout the day here, doing some audio of some sort. And we will definitely be listening to audio as far as that goes. So you all have a great one this morning. And a happy new year to all. If I don't come back on the audio platforms, it's been a great, like I said, it's been a good year. And I hope you all have a good New Year's wherever you may be. Live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.